This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 60 for Friday, September 13th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was sharply lower Friday, falling below major chart support with some stops triggered on the way down. Canola down $15 to nearly $20 per ton, November down $19.70 at $541.80 per ton. That contract broke below former support at around $560 early in the day and quickly took out the next psychological level at $550. Losses in Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil all contributed to the weakness, but canola outpaced those markets to the downside. Farmers do continue to make good harvest progress across most of Western Canada, but market participants expect actual production may end up below the 19.5 million tons forecast by StatCan in August. The agency releases its next estimates this upcoming Monday. India announced that it's raising import taxes on edible oils by 20%. That accounted for some of the broad selling in the global oilseed markets today. In the U.S., soybeans are lower while corn and wheat moved higher. Soybeans taking back some of yesterday's gains, the November contract down 4.5 cents at 10.06 per bushel. Looming seasonal harvest pressure was a bearish influence as farmers look to clean out their bins ahead of an influx of new crop supplies. Yesterday, the USDA left its estimate on U.S. soybean yields unchanged at 53.2 bushels per acre, with total production at a record 4.6 billion bushels. The USDA announced private export sales this morning of 100,000 tons of soybeans to China. Corn ending higher, seeing some position evening ahead of the weekend. December up 7 cents at 4.13 per bushel. Yesterday, the USDA raised its yield estimate for the U.S. corn crop by half a bushel per acre, pegging production at the second largest on record at just under 15.2 billion bushels. Wheat was stronger across the board with mounting tensions between Ukraine and Russia behind some of the support today after Ukraine accused Russia of striking a civilian grain vessel in the Black Sea. Minneapolis spring wheat up 13 cents in December at 6.35 per bushel. Kansas City also 13 cents higher in December at an even $6. Chicago soft wheat up 16 cents in December at 5.94 and 3 quarters. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, September 13th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.